Isaac, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the Daily Program this morning. Now, looking at this new policy that Malcolm Turnbull has announced, could you perhaps give us just, a bit of a brief rundown on what the federal government's new strategy actually involves?
First of all, it seems to be that this strategy has been in the works for quite some time. It's been planned for over a period of time. The government announced it on a Sunday, a few days after the Barcelona terror attack. The goal of the strategy is to try to explain or suggest how the Australian government wants to deal with crowded places.
And this is, of course, looking after vehicle attacks or looking towards any kind of vehicle attacks by putting up bollards or obstacles that would get in the path of any vehicles that would be used for the kind of terroristic purposes.
It seems to be even more comprehensive than that. I think, or at least the way I would read the strategy, it's supposed to suggest how the government and businesses can interact to make crowded places more safe and secure for Australians and obviously for tourists.
Well, it is quite interesting to me, obviously, the meeting point between government and businesses here, because I certainly, from my brief reading of this report, at least in the first instance in regards to the bollard situation, it did sort of put the onus slightly on businesses to actually construct these. It's kind of a how-to guide in order to construct these kind of bollards and safer spaces.
Yes, and I think that's a safe assumption. Again, the strategy is very loosely structured, so it's not very clear on the specifics. So, for example, we don't have a clear indication as to the cost. We don't have a clear indication as to liability. I mean, what happened, for example, to a business that has chosen not to construct a bollard, or what would happen to a business if they weren't aware as to the threat, to the terrorism threat, which is currently probable. So there's a lot of, it seems to me, there's a lot of gaps in the strategy that needs to be papered over.
Well, that kind of seems to be at odds to me. I mean, as you say, the strategy's been in the works, it would appear, for a while, and yet the structure doesn't seem to be entirely worked out.
Well, I would maybe suggest that to put a different spin on it, maybe not so much look at it as a strategy, but more of a sort of a white paper trying to engage how businesses and local government would interact with the federal government when it comes to protecting crowded places. So the government issued its position. I think now it's maybe the view would be that businesses and municipalities would respond to the government's position.
Now, as you mentioned there, this was coming in the wake of the Barcelona vehicle attacks, and this is obviously one that's we've seen happen several times overseas. Here in Australia, we've been, well, I don't exactly want to say fortunate, but certainly we haven't seen the kind of rise in terror that some European nations in particular have been experiencing. How has the Australian government actually been looking abroad in order to source these kind of strategies, to look at these kind of issues, these things taking place overseas, and think about how it could be best applied here?
Well, again, I'm not sure as to how much interaction there's been between the Australian government and its counterparts in Europe. We do know that the Australian security services are interacting with their counterparts across the world. I mean, if we just look back to the Sydney plot and how that unfolded, and the role of the security services working with their counterparts. I do think that we are in a very unique position here in Australia, in the sense that we haven't had the same level of threats that we are seeing in Europe. Europe has a number of challenges that we, for example, in Australia do not have. So maybe our interaction in terms of how we protect crowded places need to reflect more of our own national interests, as opposed to try to emulate what's been done in other jurisdictions.
And just finally, this has sort of come in the wake of Well, some more strategies from the Australian government. Certainly, there's a new ad campaign saying if you see something, say something. It's a big campaign that's been going on mm-hmm. for a while now, but it seems like there has been something more of a push of recent. Coming from your position at looking at these kind of strategies, is there any others that you think would be best employed here in Australia, given that, the situation right now does not seem to be terribly dramatic? It hasn't really fallen apart just yet.
Well, again, I think what we have to recognize and what we have to always engage with is a public discussion as to how much security and how much interference we want with our daily lives. So, for example, in some countries, whether you go to Pakistan or to Israel, if you were to go into a shopping center, the first thing that you will have to do is to go through a metal detector and to go and have your bags examined. I don't think this is something that we as Australians would like or are in need. So responses to terror attacks have to be measured. They have to be assessed on the very essence of our national interest and what we as individuals are willing to give to the state when it comes to ensuring our security and safety.
I think that's an excellent point to leave it there. Isaac, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much.